Genesis Avalon, Patriot, Episode 23. The Revolution will be live.
Water our fields with your blood.
Do you have any idea how much hard work, how much careful planning went into this? And you have the unmitigated hubris to think you can stop us?
It's easy to posture when you're the one holding your boot to someone's neck. But that doesn't make me fear you. The spirit of revolution exists to stand up against tyrants like you. Not just kings or emperors. Any one man who thinks he's above all others.
I am above you, you insignificant little turd. I am Tunanu, the Leviathan, the devourer of the worthy. And this is my domain. I am no mere king, no emperor. I am God.
You are a thug, a murderer. You're no God. You're a bloody animal, and the whole world is about to know it.
Come here.
Let her go!
Minerda, get the Celtic bastard!
Against a god. Quaint. Let us see how your blade handles against a true, holy weapon.
What do you possibly think you could do to me, you insignificant gnat? That's what this is. I never realized I had someone from the royal family here. You gonna go tell on me to your big bad brother, the king?
I don't have to.
What? Sorry, can't hear you. Someone seems to be choking you.
Smile! You're on camera. Anything you'd like to say to your adoring public, Vice President Tom Connors?
Catch.
Harry, hang on! No!
Epona, save her!
Damn it! Trooper till the bitter end. Camulus isn't going to be enough this time around. I don't think you could even turn on a light bulb with the pittance of power he'd let you have now.
He's not the only god of thunder. The red is.
You think a little fall will kill me?
Maybe not the fall, but I bet you won't like the landing. Let's find out. You don't scare me. Revolution will happen.
Revolutions only delay the inevitable. You'll die like the insect you are.
You first. I can't believe that worked.
Harry, are you okay?
I am. But. Oh, Julian. He.
I felt it happen. But we didn't know until we were almost here. Carrie. I'm sorry.
No. It isn't on you. It's on him.
Okay, screw this Cthulhu crap. Revolution, we can't punch our way out of this one.
We don't have to. He needs worship to survive. The public knows Tom Connors is... this... thing. They saw it happen live. It won't convince everyone, but it will convince enough. We just need to wait for him to burn through his reserves. Also, I'm fine, by the way. I also fell off the building.
I know, but I knew you'd be fine.
How?
The same way I know Sam needs to stay up there with Leo. I know when my family is in danger.
Shut up! Don't you ever shut up! You are nothing. You're a washed-up, mouthy bitch, just like your goddess. And yet again, I have to do everything myself because not even that dog Calhoun would finish the damn job.
I killed the son of Balor. You'll be no different.
Oh, you think Obsidian had power? Let me show you power, Genesis Avalon. Behold, true hunger. Behold the void of the Devourer!
Cruentia, let me to this hallowed ground! I ordain this space most holy! Hold on to me!
No! He's gonna kill everyone in Times Square!
He's not! Shield!
You can't protect us forever.
Not on my own, but I'm not alone. I'm not good with you one dies, but all. Morrigan, I summon you now. I accept the duty of Sacred Mother. Maha, goddess of the battlefield. Gift me no shield, but a fortress!
We have to get to him! Jaina?
I see with the eye of the raven. I see with the eye of the raven. I see with the eye of the raven.
No, Morrigan! Let her go!
Feel satisfied with your life, mortal. You fought your best. Know you will rest in your land of heroes tonight. For now, you shall be reaped.
Farm God turned warmonger. That's sad. Shouldn't you understand more than anyone that seasons change? Your season's over, mate.
You fool! I am a god of life and death. I am no season. I am the very cycle itself.
So then you should know when you're beaten.
Careful what you say, Avatar of Dagda. After all, what is winter but the retreat of those crops that will rise taller than ever in the spring?
Really? What a bag of hot air. He didn't even leave us any goodbye henchmen. Oh no.
Damn it, Leo. Stay awake, you bloody pain in the arse.
Tim's gonna be so pissed I dropped my sword. Oh, Gwen's gonna be pissed I didn't get home.
You're not dying.
Bet.
Just trust me. Dane Cate, son of Dagda, you who heal the very to Arthur, heal this knight of the once and future King of Avalon.
Oh. Hey, that's pretty neat. That's a good trick. But, Sam, I'm tapped.
I know, brother. Come on, I've got you. Also, your sword, Sir Knight. Don't drop it again.
Aw, you used my sword fighting the weird guy who smelled like bread? I'm honored.
Glad you're still cracking jokes.
I have to. Won't be tonight, that's for sure.
I know. We felt Julian, but we couldn't.
We saw it happen on the Jumbotron, man. It was so fast. And if he had been saved, but we'd lost Carrie.
Yeah. We've got to get down to the others. So much for Ninurta and not leaving goodbye henchmen.
Ah, me and my big mouth.
You pitiful, wretched little boy! You thought you could come for me? I am the Leviathan! I eat little heroes like you for breakfast!
That why you had to lie to the entire country? Because you're so powerful? That doesn't make you powerful. That makes you a parasite.
You know, it's actually kind of amazing. I don't even have to touch you to kill you. And yet you will not stop yammering. You know why I picked the No More Heroes party? Because it was so stupidly easy to make them hate Avalon and the rest of you. People are so terrified to lose any security, they'll sacrifice anything and anyone they have to, just in order to feel safe. And that's what my stewards gave them. Safety. They were so grateful to feel cozy. And I could eat up that visceral worship all damn day.
Two on this! Ooh, bet that didn't taste too good, huh? Devourer?
I will squish you like a bug. All of this bluster. All of this bravado. And for what? Them? They hate you. All of these easily led sheep. They despise you. I didn't cause that. I just gave them permission. So go on. Keep jabbering. They'll watch you cause all this property damage. And all that'll occur to them is, are my taxes going to go up?
Who cares if you've told them to hate us? Hate me? Who cares? You might be some ancient creature. Some old god that looks like something out of Lovecraft's racist as hell books. But you know what the thing is about being an American? You said yourself that the U.S. does it best. We don't need gods. It doesn't matter if they hate me. I believe we're better than that. We can be better. And it doesn't matter if I'm the only one who believes that. I will never stop believing it. And I will always know that about myself. You can't take that from me. And I know that does make a difference because I changed one person's mind today.
Yugi's out there filming the atrocities your stewards committed. He's showing people the blood on your hands. And when they see, they will stand up too. You didn't make them stand up. You have no power. As long as one person believes that America can be better than this, as long as one person keeps saying it and one person listens, then you've already lost.
Just shut up. Shut your mouth.
You can feel it, can't you? Your control over them, it's slipping. Your tank is running on empty because they're not feeding you. Your hunger will grow more and more ravenous, but it will never be satisfied. Because every time you take out one of us, even more will answer the call. And anyone who wants to climb out of the hole you've put them in can leave your hatred behind. You're no monster. You're a ghost.
No, 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 no. I had them. I had all of them. No!
Leave the hero alone!
Get the hell out of here!
Who the hell do you think you are? I sure as shit didn't vote for you!
Your men killed that reporter! We saw what you did! We don't want you here!
You heard what the people said, Tunanu. They don't believe in you.
This isn't over. I am not done.
Where'd he go? Man, what a wuss.
Screw him! We need to clear the road for the fire trucks. Come on!
Avalon, hey! It's over. You can let the barrier down.
I think you can hear us. Then, the Morrigan won't let her go.
Jaina. I'm okay. Feel like I licked a battery. But I'm okay. I haven't channeled that much of the Morrigan since Obsidian. I forgot what it was like to be in control of the comet instead of just being roped to it. You know?
No. No. I have absolutely no frame of reference for that.
Guys, we saw the whole thing from the roof. That was insane.
About halfway through that fight, the Overlords vanished. I guess he didn't have the magic left in him to sustain them.
Tunanu's gone.
Probably to lick his wounds or tentacles, I don't know. I'm really trying not to think about it. But the important thing is, it worked. People all over the country have seen what he's done. He's losing influence and it's just gonna keep spiraling out.
So, we did it. But, we know it's not that easy.
It's not. But I believe in Casey. And between us, President Mirzai, and the rest of the Freedom Press, I believe we've got a chance.
Genesis Avalon, Priestess of the Isles, your duty has been fulfilled here. I call you home, and you will not refuse.
Who?
Save your questions for later. The Lord of On is moving against the kingdom, and I need my warrior priest and priestess.
Your priest and priestess. I recognize you now. The Morrigan knows you. Manon and Maclear, the god of the sea.
Aye. About bloody time she started letting you talk to her like an equal. Now follow me. I can't keep this open for long.
No, wait, I have more to do here.
We got this.
I'll come back if you need me. Just ask. I'm always listening.
I know.
And now the rest of the world knows it too.
Carrie, you should come with us.
No, I can't. I really... Just tell my brother to be safe. Keep his wits about him. And smack the hell out of him for the stunt he pulled.
Are you sure?
Well, the job is done. And Julian. He deserves a proper memorial. I have to give him that much.
If you don't come, Jaina, there won't be much world left to protect. Auron wants to bring the other world into ours. And I can feel him toying with the magical boundaries as we speak.
All right, now go. I'll see you soon. Promise. What now?
Now, we go clean house.
We're home.
Oh, man. Travel by portal is so much better than planes. Less deep vein thrombosis, less headaches, less throwing up.
I don't know.
Aye. I wonder what tipped you off. The regal bearing, the impressive powers, the fantastic beard, great sense of humor. I'm just glad to see you recognize me when you're not just asking for my power, Sam. You're welcome, by the way. Now, repeat after me. Manannan MacLear. 5 years you said my name in a funny way and I still took your bloody calls.
That is really impressive. Yeah, it's really, really cool, but I need to sit down. I need to sit down or my legs are going to make that decision for me. Still might have a little deep vein thrombosis after all.
I knew it!
Alicia!
Dad!
Oh, you catty bitch. It's not enough you come back without telling me you got a ride from a god.
Roxy! Is everyone all right?
Better than all right. Tim and Noir pulled some strings with our contacts at the BBC. They've been running the footage non-stop since you rescued the president. Tim's with the Prime Minister now.
Everyone's fine, I promise. And it's really good to see you. We missed you. But why are you here?
You'd have to ask Mananon. He's the one who summoned us back.
Wait, what? Mac, you told me you were going to take Queen Maeve somewhere where she couldn't hurt anyone, and you brought them back?
Mac?
Yeah. It's been a weird few months. I'll have to catch you up.
I brought them back. We just imprisoned Auron's most loyal ally. He won't take that lying down. Now, all of you inside, eat something, have a chance to be with your families. Rest while you can. When he makes a move, we'll know.
Come on, Leo.
Wait, where are you going?
We'll catch up.
Hey, Sam, what was that about?
Well, you had to leave your family to come get me. Seems only fair. I should be the one to return you. Brother.
Oh, I'm gonna regret this, aren't I?
I would be pleased to see you in the new tower, but I have seen what an abominable failure your co-conspirator has made of your dominion in North America. You seem to have such potential.
Tunanu is nothing if not resilient and craven. This will not stop him. I expect he will join us shortly, once he realizes I have left the continent for this quaint island country you're so in love with.
It is not love that drives me, Nuta. It is a cold fact that this isle and all of its spoils belong to me. I was once a king of this realm, long ago, long before mortal men squabbled for parcels of land. Death conquered me, and so I conquered death in return. And now, all of this will be mine again, eternally.
Those little dazed bastards. I'll kill them all.
That took longer than I anticipated, Tunanu. Once we could sense the Dagda had joined the fray, I assumed you would know that discretion would be the better part of valor.
As I understand it, he never even fought the Dagda. He was bested by some new god.
Oh, new god, my ass. Give it a rest, will you? We would have had them if you had stayed to fight. I thought you were a god of war. Instead, when we finally get to the precipice of our victory, you outstandingly shit the bed. And now we're losing our worshippers. I'm starving. We need to go back and fix this, Nikki, now.
I am aware that your power is beginning to slip away, Tunanu. That is why I came here.
Oh, I know why you came here. You came to beg Aran for help. You idiot. Do you think he cares about what we want? Do you think he'll share even an iota of power with us?
I believe you misunderstand me, Tunanu. Your power is slipping away, but mine does not waver so easily. And as I had no official elected position, I can simply disappear. My name can mean something different. I can be made anew. I told you once, I refused to play second fiddle to another god. What made you think you would fare any differently? So special, the biblical Leviathan. Now, my name will mean everything yours doesn't. Everyone will remember that Tom Connors was Tunanu, but no one will know that Nicholas Jones did anything wrong. I told you when we first planted these seeds, I have always known this would be a temporary alliance. A single growing season. We have toiled the field together, and you have done such good work, Tunanu. But I'm afraid the world has turned, and the fall has come. And we must begin the harvest. Lord of Annon, I trust you have room for another god in your new pantheon.
There is always a need for crops to be sown, Minota. And when we end the Dagda, my subjects will need a new father to watch over them. But make no mistake, you cannot hope to betray me.
I have been a god of many things, Lord of Annon. I will be whichever you do not wish to be. There are a number of titles to choose from once the Tuath Dedannan fall to you.
Agreed. So then, let us begin. To me, my brothers and sisters of the AFC, to me, the Sire. And decay, that which has been conquered, and that which lie in wait for the moment of I am the Lord of Winter, of the night. And I am the force that moves of all things. I shall be leading. Bring my otherworld to this mortal plane. Avalon, you are mine!
Well, that's a hell of a story, Roxy. I have to admit, I am so amazed by everything you can do with the Egyptian gods, that you've started to connect to them. I'm happy for you. I really am.
Thanks. I honestly don't know if I'm ready for what comes next.
What do you mean?
Nephthys, she told me that when I was done helping the king with this crisis against the East Shi, that I would need to return to her. I think I have to leave once this is settled.
Leave? No, hang on. You're a knight of the round. You are of Avalon.
And yet, I am also not. I'm the priestess of the night, the Nox, and I owe it to my patron to find out what that means.
Roxy, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
It's 3 p.m. and the sun just disappeared.
And there's no moon.
Aron must be making his move.
If there's no power and no light, oh gods, hospitals, trains, any flights in the air.
The god of death is coming to collect, and he's going to use the people around us to feed his power, unless we stop him.
And then what are we waiting for? Genesis!
No!
Featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as Jana Tyler, Ben Hernandez as Ben Pelson, Revolution, David Ault as Sam Tyler, Exodus Avalon, Paul Brueggemann as Leo Blake, M. Ciro Garcia as Kerry Arthur, Pete Mylan as Tom Connors, Tunanu, Eric Valdez as Nick Jones, Ninurta, Aiden Rudd as Crowd 1, Chris Hackney as Crowd 2, Chris Remo as Crowd 3, Sarah Palmero as Alicia Arthur, Sean Luxford as Roxanne Dawes, Adam Blandford as Mananin McClear, and Dante Majors as Aron. Sensitivity readers Mark Allen Jr. and Sarah Palmero. Written by Catherine Pride and Chris Bays. Music by Josh Molin at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Catherine Pride. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2025, Pendant Productions. Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride, copyright 2025, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.